start. All right, we're on. So, thank you for the
interview. This is Michael Rosenbaum. I'm sitting here as George Takei Eats, just for your information. Yeah. So imagine listening to me, but also feeling the presence of George Takei.
And see. Well, okay, the first one, we wanted to focus more on the stuff after Smallville because we're interested in you as an actor and as you're going to be moving on. So
thanks.
We wanted to ask what you have planned next for Smallville and what kind of roles you're looking for.
Well, first and foremost, Greg Beeman, who used to be the executive producer and director of Smallville, he's now directing and producing Heroes. He and I sold a script about a year and a half ago to Fox, and now we're about to sell another one and go out to studios next week. So we've been writing a lot. Supposed to do this film in July, although I haven't signed the papers yet, so we'll see. A little comedy, a little mockumentary.
Nice.
And I also wrote a script like 4 years ago that we have finally got money for. So it looks like we're going to be, hopefully, knock on wood, be making that film.
So is that going to be kind of like under your production banner, or is it going to be with basically Greg running it, or?
The one we wrote, one that Greg and I wrote, that, you know, it's funny because when I write, I kind of think of me in the back of my head as playing the role. You know what I'm talking about, George. But Greg is, you know, he's not an actor, so he just thinks of writing and selling, making money for his family, which is understandable. So I go, hey, so what do you think about me? And he goes, let's just sell the script first. So we sell it, but you know, when you talk to producers or studios or whatever, you always, you know, as a writer, you probably get a shot in the room. You know, you probably have a good chance of getting a supporting character. But right now, we're just trying to sell the script. But the other one that I wrote 4 years ago, they want me to play the lead, so that's kind of exciting. So we're trying to package it right now with the agency, so that's kind of cool. It's about a bully.
Like, would you be playing
a
bully?
What's funny is, like, the kid used to be a bully, so now his buddy looks at him and goes, wait, you were a bully? Because he finds out about his past. He says, you couldn't get the crap out of your underpants. Look at you. So that's kind of character. He's just like, he doesn't look like he can kick butt, but he can.
Nice.
So anyway, he's good background.
So you're at the point now where you...
I'm ready for a break, or to be honest
well,
with you.
Well, participating in the project is...
7 years, George. 7 years of Smallville, shaving my head for 7 years. It's a good run.
Good run. Healthy.
But, like, promising to appear in the film adds credibility to it and the possibility of it going into production. Like, you're at that point now.
Yeah, I mean, Smallville is definitely giving me, I'm very grateful for Smallville because what's funny is the irony is I was always a comedian and then all of a sudden I shaved my head and now I'm this intense, weird guy. So a lot of my friends were like, laughing, I couldn't take me seriously. But now everybody thinks of me as a serious actor, and they always say that it's easier to go from being an actor, a serious actor, to a comedian. It's a lot easier than going from a comedian that you're known as a comedian, like a Jim Carrey, and taking it seriously. So I'm hoping that works for me. I mean, so it's, you know, and I guess it's a blessing in disguise, the shaving of the head, because now I grow it back, and people are like, who are you? So I don't get to come to these conventions anymore. I got to rack it up now, George. Got to make the money.
Well, are you going to be doing any more stage stuff? You going to be focusing on that at all?
You know, I love theater. That's where I come from. And, you know, working with John Glover and him doing off-Broadway and Broadway on our months off, I was always envious of that. And I said, you know, when I can do that again, I'd love to get involved in theater again. Because every time I go back to college, my professors are always like, so when are you going to do theater? They don't care that I'm on a TV show. They don't care that I've done movies. Right. They just want me to go back to the theater. So I kind of owe it to them and my grandma, who I promised to win a Tony one day. Mm-hmm. That's kind of fun.
Right on.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to ask, I got the personal projects. Voice acting, yeah. How would you, I was going to ask you how you approach voice acting as opposed to, say, acting, and if you're going to be doing any voice acting stuff in the future, because most of the people at the homepage would be, they love the portrayal of Flash. And,
yeah,
you know,
the Flash was, that was a treat. I mean, that was, Bruce Timm's actually here, who gave me my gig as the Flash for like, I think he did like 6 years. So as I'm, you know, I'd never really been into comic books or anything, so at the same time I'm doing Smallville, I also land the Flash, so I'm playing the villain and the goofy good guy.
Right.
At the same time. And what I love about that is you can go in a room with a beard and, you know, a little hungover or whatever, and it's your voice. And, you know, you don't have to, it's anonymity at the same time, but it's fun. You're just reading with other actors and reading off, there's no pressure. There's just you having a good time and doing a couple of takes your own way. And so I really love that, you know, doing something a little different. And it's almost like a break, you know, you have a little coffee and you're just, you know, and you're making money doing it. And surprisingly, there's a lot of fans out there.
Yeah.
You're the voice of the Flash.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you could tell.
Oh, yeah.
But And I did a movie called Racing Stripes, which was like, I played a horse and with Dustin Hoffman.
The zebra one.
Yeah. It's just like, it's easy and it's fun. And I do a lot of video games, like this one that just came out called Dark Sector.
Oh, really?
I'm the lead voice in that.
Oh,
so,
okay, nice.
Yeah, I haven't played it yet. Have you played it?
No, not yet.
Well, let me, is it good? He just says that because I'm here. It's a good answer.
It's Grand Theft Auto week, and everybody's going to play it in a couple of days anyway.
Yeah,
exactly. the world's ending in like 2 days. So sorry.
So, do we have time for one more?
Yeah, go ahead. Okay. A few more minutes. Yeah,
cool.
Sure.
Yeah, I just had one
These guys
more.
Are cool.
This is basically the only Smallville question I had because I didn't want to bog you down with Smallville stuff. I'm sure
you could, but just so you know, I'll tell you the first people. I just had the rap party last night. We got 3 a.m. That's why I was
Right.
And it was my last episode on Friday. So
did the rap party like in Vancouver?
Yeah, it was in Vancouver, so I flew here this morning.
Where'd you guys have that? Because you
some restaurant downtown.
You kicked one of my school functions out of a bar once.
I didn't do that.
No, but
maybe
it was like,
maybe Lex did.
The Smallville guys or whatever. You know, that was our little claim to fame. This rebuilding nerd program. You got kicked out by the Smallville guys. Maybe.
Well, it wasn't me.
No.
Maybe it was Smallville production.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
But it was hard. It was like hard to say goodbye. It was like really. I feel like Boys to Men now. But it was tough because were you choked up when Star Trek ended?
Oh yeah.
Did you cry?
I didn't cry, but there was.
Now you're making me feel bad. Parties?
Oh yeah, but we were very proud of what we did, you
right?
know? And so there was the sense of, I mean, we announced that we were on a 5-year mission, and it was only 3 years, you know. And so there were so many more stories that we wanted to tell.
Sure.
There was that sense of incompletion.
Well, for me, it's the opposite. I kind of feel like, wow, we were supposed to be 5 years, and they're 7. They're still going.
That's a great blessing.
And it is. It's a great blessing. And, for me, it was...
blessed life.
Yeah. I say goodbye to the crew, and I give them all hugs. We're really close. And I wasn't choked up, and it's like, well, okay, I'm not going to get... So I made it with the makeup trailer, and the last time she cleaned my head, because usually it's like an hour and a half process putting makeup on, and at the end of the night she takes it off, because I'm not supposed to see a hairline for Lex Luthor.
Right.
So she takes it off and she gives me a hug and she says, my makeup artist says, Natalie, she says, I love you, and she starts crying. So I was okay, and then I walk out the door and I turn around and I look at her, and I know this is my last time walking, and I just lost it like a little puppy looking for its mama. I mean, I just started crying. I was like, oh my God, I'm crying. What? Lex doesn't cry. Then I figured, wait a minute, I'm not Lex.
Yeah.
Right? This is why I'm not, this is what Michael does. So,
you're a human being.
I am a human being. Thank
and
you.
An actor.
And an actor. Well, at least I play one on TV.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, it was exciting. It's a great run, and I'll miss them all. And the producers would always think, well, you'll do a couple, right? I go, no. You realize if I do a couple, it means I shave my head, and I don't have hair for 3 more months.
Right.
So if I do a couple, I might as well do them all.
Well, there it is. That's the last. So you're basically not going to come back and do like a Final Hurrah or anything like that?
No, this was it.
Yeah.
This was it. And it was a good ending.
It was a good run, too.
Yeah. The final episode, the final shot, which I shouldn't tell you, but it doesn't matter, but it was just a crane shot starting on my face and just went all the way up as I kind of watched it go away. So I'll just let you watch and see what happens.
When does that air? What's the exact date?
I don't know when that airs. A couple weeks.
Yeah, so, I mean...
In May.